listening to Beats in Space here on WNYU 89.1 FM New York. Tonight, very excited to have here in the studio the Crystal Arc, who are doing a live performance. I have six people in our tiny little...
Seven
people? Oh my God, I didn't... Yeah, that's crazy.
Magic number.
I didn't know we could fit that many people in there, to be honest. But this is... And this is our... Well, Gavin was our first live thing when he did Black Meteoric Star. And now he's coming back as the Crystal Arc with Viva here, who is that the other half of Crystal Arc? Is that what we're...
Well, it's a big family.
Okay.
Yes. I like... I feel like what we've said, it's... I feel like it's Gavin's kingdom, and I'm honored to be a priestess in that kingdom.
I like that. And...
I don't have anything to add to that.
And so you guys have a 12-inch coming out at the end of this month, right?
That's correct, yeah.
Which is what we're hearing right now.
Yep.
So this one is not live. We'll say that right now.
Yeah.
But this is called Touch.
It's called Touch.
Coming out May 31st.
Yep.
On DFA Records.
Exactly.
And then next week, what's happening?
We're going to pack up our 10 people. Our seven-person band, two dancers, and a video synthesist onto a plane, and we're going to fly to Sydney, and we're going to play at the Vivid Festival, which is a kind of video, visual art, and music festival that's put on by the Sydney Opera House this year. It's curated by Modular Records, and there's going to be a crazy lineup, and we're going to be part of it.
So you're playing at the Sydney Opera House.
That is right.
That's kind of insane.
It is kind of insane.
But amazing.
We're playing in a small venue inside the Sydney Opera House, but...
Well, come on.
They're turning one of the rooms of Sydney Opera House into a club for the whole festival, so we're playing in there.
Wow. And are you doing anything else in Australia, or that's one
it.
Show?
Yep. I'm going to do a DJ set one of the nights.
Okay.
As a part of another kind of program that's part of the thing.
And then you guys are now at the DFA Studios working on an album?
That's correct, yeah. We've been in the studio for almost 2 weeks making a Crystal Arc album.
And so when do you think that's going to be, you know, finished or ready for people?
It's going to be a little while. This was the first chunk of work, and we're going to do some more work this summer in Berlin. And then probably come back and mix it. So sometime early next year, I think, hopefully, the album will be born.
And Gavin, you also have a single that's going to be coming out on DFA, just under your own name.
Yep.
When's that coming out? In August?
August 2nd, I think.
And the early track August. Is called Night Sky?
Yep.
It's hot.
It is. It is a really nice one.
It's a remix by, or not more than a remix, kind of a version by Mutant Beat Dance on the B-side. That's also really great.
Subtracts. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Gavin, I wanted to ask, I mean, I hope it's okay to ask, but, you know, you've had a bit of, you know, a change in your look.
That is true.
And, you know... I was down this past weekend in Brazil DJing, and I was talking to our friend Facundo.
Nice.
And
oh,
we know we
out
were
Facundo.
Yeah.
What's up,
shout
man?
Out to Facundo. and we were, you know, we were talking about it, and then and I was talking a little bit about I was talking about journeys in Brazil, kind of. And he was as well, because he went on a big journey.
I should have been there in that conversation. Where was it?
But and then I was also talking about like ayahuasca journeys, and then he was talking about motorcycle journeys, and then you know when we were talking about your change, Facundo had mentioned in Brazil there's like a whole another there's a religion there where everyone dresses in white. And that, you know, that maybe, and you were down in Brazil for like a month, and so we were wondering if, you know, that had any part of the change. But maybe I'm totally off, you know, I don't know.
I mean, I had a lot of great experiences in Brazil. you know, and life is all about changes. Mm. You know, life is always
and spiritual
changing.
Journeys and journeys of the spirit, which is where the crystal arc.
Okay.
That's very true.
Okay. So, okay. All right.
And we love Brazil. We
and
can't
I'm
wait
giving
to
a shout
there.
Out to the side pony, too, right now.
What's up, side pony? What's up, Brazil? What's up, Latin America? What's up, world? What's up,
all right.
Space?
So we're not going to get like a definitive. It's just a chance.
No,
a,
2011 is a very special year. And, okay. You know.
So our theory was totally, it was just not right. Oh, man, I'm embarrassed. And Viva, did you want to give a shout out about something? Yeah, I know you really wanted to.
Well, I'm excited that we're also, that Yo Gabba Gabba is also playing at the Vivid Festival. And I'm just saying that I can really visualize a Crystal Arc guest appearance on Yo Gabba Gabba. I'm just putting that out there. So.
All right.
All
right.
On the full moon, we're just making some wishes.
Yes, full moon tonight.
It is a full moon tonight.
Yes.
Well, let's get into it because this is gonna end in 2 minutes.
All right. Cool.
We'll get started.
Move.
Yeah. Crystal Arc live performance here on Beats in Space, WNYU 89.1 FM, New York.
Thank you.
tú las oyes de tu cama en la noche, ahí soñando porque te llama. Te llama. En la lluvia, ella te llama y te grita y te suplica que la oyes. Ella te llama. Llama. Y te guía estos días con sus gritos, destrucción. Guerra de trueno y relámpago, con su fuerza y su violencia, ella te limpia y te llama. Es el viento, te llama, ella te llama. Óyela.
door. Don't you want some more? Open the 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 door. Don't you want some more? Open up that door, cause don't I want some more.
Open the door.
the blood in my mouth, feeling and fighting and looking for a movement in our-
almost.